Final go around with our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA as the regular season is wrapped up here in high school hoops, getting set for sub-state all throughout next week. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and now we continue to talk Onega basketball as we're joined now by boys head coach, that is Luke Baxter, presented by Community Healthcare System, Main Star Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, had to feel nice to get a couple of wins to wrap up the regular season. It was last Friday. You got a close win over Valley Heights, 52-50, and then Tuesday night you close it out with a nice victory over Wetmore, 41-29. As you get set for sub-state, it's got to be a good feeling at least going in on a couple of victories.
Yeah, two really good opponents that we beat here in the regular season, and Friday night I thought we played with a lot of energy, played really hard, did a lot of little things right, and beat a really solid Valley Heights team that can score. And I thought Valley Heights shot the ball well, and we got the ball on the inside in the second half, and just did a lot of good things on both sides of the ball. And but what I really liked was we finished that game. We've had a lot of games this year where the ending was really similar. We'd have a lead late, and we wouldn't quite get it done. And Friday night, the kids finished the game, so I was very proud of them that night. And then Monday night, we turned right around and played a Wetmore team that was 14-6. That I believe won 8 games in a row and beat us 3 times earlier this year. And really, other than boxing out, we did a lot of good things that game. Got after defensively, executed well on offense, and just beat them. And it's kind of interesting. You know, we played Wetmore the first game of the year. We lost by 9. Played them again, had a 5-point lead at halftime, ended up getting beat by double digits. And then the time before that, or the time after that, we had a 5-point lead late at their place and then ended up getting beaten. And then Monday, we just beat them. We outplayed them and we beat them. And I just saw a progression throughout the year, and it was kind of like a measuring stick. I don't know, you kind of saw the process kind of all unfold, and hopefully we can continue that into tomorrow night.
Yeah, and it is a quick turnaround for tomorrow night, and you'll get Troy on the road in that first sub-state game. You know, you take a look at this sub-state bracket, Care Paravel is the top seed, Frankfurt the 2 seed, so they both get byes. You're in the 3-6 matchup going to Troy tomorrow night, 7 o'clock for that one. You know, a team that you saw early on in the year, you saw them back in January. That was a 51-33 Troy win. That one was at Troy, and obviously it's been over a month and change since that last matchup. But, you know, you look at this next go-around with everything on the line. You know, what's kind of the expectation with the quick turnaround tomorrow night?
Well, Troy's very talented. They've got a lot of weapons, and they get after it on defense, and they'll press you full court. But, you know, I think our guys are probably mentally at the best they've ever been in their entire high school careers in sports, coming off of 2 wins. And they're excited to go play. We got to go up there. It'll be tough. But we're really excited to go play in sub-state. I know we're the bottom seed, but we're looking forward to going up there and giving our best. You know, I mean, we lost to Valley Heights by 31 in the league tournament, and we just beat them Friday. So I think our guys know that if they play 32 full minutes of offense and defense and box out and take care of the ball, I think we can give anybody a good run for their money.
Yeah, I think at this point, once you get to sub-state, certainly got to just kind of wipe the records out the window, because it is just a one-and-done scenario, and certainly anything can happen. So it is a quick turnaround tomorrow night. That first round game, Onega, they go to Troy. That is a 7 o'clock tip off. Winner of that game will go to Frankfurt next week in a 1A D1 sub-state semifinal matchup. So Coach Luke Baxter again, Onega boys basketball coach, been joining us all year. We appreciate it very much. It's been fun. Good luck tomorrow night at Troy. Hopefully you guys can get one there and continue on into next week. But, again, thank you for the time all year, and continued success for the rest of the way.
Thank you, Brandon, and thank you for everything you do for high school athletics. It's much appreciated.